If God came down on Christmas Day, what would he think? What would he say? Would he notice all we've done? Or just a bow seldom won? I think I know what God would say if he came down on Christmas Day. He'd say to every boy and girl, where's the oil I gave to the world?
Welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver. We have with us today...
We have Dave in California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. And we have Mike in Portland.
Hey, Mike. Well, thank you both for being here, and thank you all for joining us on another special edition of The Timely Beaver. Today on the show, we have The Vandals, American Heartbreak, The Ramones, Me First, and The Gimme Gimmes. Not to hesitate any longer, here's Mike.
Well, Ted, me and my roommate Dan decided to do some impulse shopping the other day, and we went to the Guitar Center and purchased a $600 drum set.
Nice, man. That is kick-ass.
Yeah, we got a five-piece pearl. Sounds awesome. It's kind of like a sparkly silver color.
Right on.
We got a couple cymbals.
Dan calls it glitter gay.
Glitter gay is the color. Yeah, we stuck it in the spare room we have in our house.
Oh, cool.
And started playing. It sounds really, really nice. Awesome. We had to have Ted come over and help us put it together.
So is it a five-piece set?
Yeah, five-piece. So it's got three toms, a bass, and a snare, and a hi-hat, and one crash cymbal.
Very good.
We got peisty cymbals, and it sounds really awesome.
Yeah, those are good cymbals.
Dave, you have some other news you want to inform us about.
Yes, Ted and Mike. Friend of the show, Matt. He's on his way to Horizon Airlines. He just got hired on Thursday, and he'll be moving
to
Portland.
That's awesome. Congratulations to him, man. Round of applause.
Yay, woo!
So what is he going to be doing? Is he going to be a pilot?
Yeah, he's an airline pilot. He'll be safely transporting passengers around the Northwest, and awesome. he'll be based in Portland. And I said that he definitely has to look. He's got to keep in touch. You know, that's imperative.
Yes, he has to look us up and join us for the Timely Beaver in studio at some point.
He will, and I will tell him that too. And I also wanted to bring up a band that I discovered when I was reading a Guitar Player magazine called Dragon Force. They can be found on dragonforce.com. This song, I listened to it. I went to their website. And it's called Through the Fire and the Flames. And it's kind of that old 80s schlock rock, you know, that metal sound. But gosh, is it good, and they sound so tight. It blew me away. And anyways, here's a clip. This is a small clip of Through the Fire and the Flames.
Feel the pain of a lifetime lost in a thousand days. Through the fire.
pretty impressive stuff, huh? So anyways,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really...
That guy's rolling some drum beats, man.
Oh, man. See, you'd be amazed. I mean, the stuff that these guys, like, talk about in their article, you're blown away. But go to www.dragonforce.com, and you can download that song right there for free. Check it out. They are on the ballot for the best metal band in 2006. So go vote for them on the website.
Hell yeah, man. Those guys are pumping out about at least 250, 300 beats per minute. That's insane.
It's up there.
Up next on our musical agenda, we have American Heartbreak with the best damn Christmas song ever. So give it up, because it's a punk Christmas here on A Timely Beaver. And you can find more information about American Heartbreak at AmericanHeartbreak.com, of course. So here they are once again with the best damn Christmas song ever.
Waiting.
That was American Heartbreak with the best damn Christmas song ever. And once again, you can check them out at AmericanHeartbreak.com.
Well, for those of you out there, we went to Vegas, and for a bachelor party, our buddy Trevor was getting married. And Mike, let's give the folks a little preview of what happened on this Vegas trip in Sin City.
Well, got on this bus. It was a 35-foot-long school bus with six people. The propane bus, and it's kind of hard to find propane on Thanksgiving. That's the day we were driving for the most part. And it's about 1,100 miles from Portland to Vegas. We drove the whole way. We drove all the way to Boise, Idaho, then ran out of gas. And then we had to wait for about 3 hours before some very nice guy came over and propaned us up, filled us up with propane on the side of the highway. And then we drove to the Boise airport and picked up a rental car and drove the rest of the way to Vegas. Yeah, we were only halfway.
That's insane.
And then we finally made it to Vegas at like 5 in the morning on the day after Thanksgiving. And then we decided some people wanted to stay home and go to sleep. But the rest of us decided to go out to the casinos and win some money. So that's what we did that night. We just went to the casinos and played some craps and won some money. And
very cool.
Time and drank some beers. And then the next day we woke up and watched the Beaver game. We watched Oregon State play at University of Oregon. And
nice.
The Beavers won. Go Beavs. And then we went out to the casinos again and won some more money. I ended up being up on the whole trip like $600. I did pretty good on the cap stage.
Dude, that's awesome, Mike. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
That paid for the drum set.
Pretty much.
And so much more. it was a good time. It was a good time had by all. But up next.
Next band is a punk classic, kind of the grandfathers of punk here. This is the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And you can find more Ramones stuff at Ramones.com.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with...
And that was the Ramones with Merry Christmas, I Don't Wanna Fight Tonight, off their album Brain Drain, which is an old album from the 80s, but find more information on them at Ramones.com. While we're on the topic of great bands with a great touring history, let's give you a few concerts that we think everyone should check out in the week touring month of December.
Well, first off, we got the Vandals, which the song you heard at the beginning of our show today. They're playing kind of a Southern California, Arizona kind of tour dates with some San Diego, Hollywood, San Francisco dates.
We also have The Living End, a great band that me and Mike missed during the Warped Tour because we didn't show up when the gates opened. But anyways, they're playing some scattered tours in California and the Pacific Northwest and in Denver and I believe in Michigan.
Okay, also playing exclusively in California and one tour date in Arizona in this week, actually, starting tonight in Berkeley, is Primus. They'll be there from pretty much touring up California all the way down to San Diego, then over to Arizona. So go check out Primus.
And also a band that I highly recommend is the Silver Sun Pickups. They're going to be having several tour dates in the Pacific Northwest and a couple in California and Los Angeles. Las Vegas! What am I talking about?
What are those
Vegas,
glasses?
Baby! All right, like I haven't screamed that enough in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, Vegas, baby!
All right, next we have The Faint. Me and Ted actually saw The Faint once back, I think last year sometime, at the Crystal Ballroom. And they played a freaking awesome show. They were awesome. They blew away the whole show.
Yeah, they definitely get 5 picks. Everyone needs to go check them out.
Wow,
yeah.
that's a pretty high recommendation, Ted.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. They're playing a kind of a scattered show. They got one show, they got 2 in the Northwest, 2 in the kind of the Midwest, and 1 in Arizona. And they're off of Saddle Creek Record, which is a great record label that has a bunch of nice, really cool bands. So Saddle Creek's out of Oklahoma City, I believe.
Concert Flashback, October 2006.
Back in October, I missed the November show, so I couldn't talk about this then, but I went to see Cursive off of Saddle Creek Records at the Roseland Theater in Portland, and they played an awesome show. They played all their famous songs. They're not really that famous of a band, but they have, like, a cello player, a hot cello player.
Really?
They have a trumpet, a saxophone, another horn. They got a lot of members up there on stage. They're really cool, and they sounded as awesome. They played kind of this emo rock sound. It's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I saw them. I had a great time.
Right on.
Well, hey, everyone. That does it here for us at the Timely Beaver for this month. I want to thank Mike and Dave for joining us.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Ted. Dave.
If you have any questions, links, musical comments can all be found at timelybeaver.com. And get a hold of us with your musical comments and suggestions at timelybeaver@gmail.com. Any last parting words?
Have a wonderful Christmas.
I second what Mike said. Happy holidays.
To end this show off with me first and the Gimme Gimmes, the great cover band, with
Havana.
Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Venice Beja, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Venice Beja, Havana Gila. I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah from the bottom of my heart. Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila. I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah, I wanna wish you a Rosh Hashanah.
Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana.